We continue our study of the Kedushas Levi on the Parsha. Baruch Hashem, Parshas Chukas, Tafshin Ayin Ches. And we begin with the first piece in the Parsha, a theme that we've seen many, many times, those of us who've been learning Kedushas Levi together all year. Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. The first several pieces in the Parsha are thematically connected to this idea. And that is, HaKlal Kitame HaTorah VaHaMitzvos Him Ne'alam Mikol Adam. None of us understand the true reason for the performance of any of the mitzvos. Raka adam tzarach lasos ulekayim kol haTorah machmas tzivui Hashem alav. A person needs to do the mitzvos because Hashem says that you're supposed to do them. Lasos ulekayimim. It's expected upon us to do the ratzon Hashem. That's why we find countless times in the Torah of Moshe and Aaron, the building of the Mishkan, building of the preparing of the Kelim. So many times we find the refrain in the Torah, Kasher tziva Hashem. Vayas Moshe Kain, Vayas Aaron Kain, Kain Osu. So many times there's a bittul to the Ratzon Hashem that's expressed through the very simplistic Kaasher Tziva Hashem, to do it as Hashem said to do it. If you remember, we had it in Parshas Bahar when it came to the creation of the concept of Shemitah. You may say that Shemitah is a convenient way to let your field rest or to let your farmers have a year off. But the whole point of Shemitah is to do it, what? Because Hashem says so. V'shav sa'aretz, Shabbos la'Hashem. So the same thing here. Says the Berditchever, there's no pasuk in the entirety of the Torah that expresses this concept perhaps better than Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the all-encompassing principle of the Torah, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. V'zeu ha'remez, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the ultimate chok of the Torah. This is the ultimate approach to all of the rules, to every idea in Torah, of every mitzvah of Torah. Kol haTorah va'amitzvos, heim chukim etzleinu. No matter how much at times we think we understand some of the mitzvahs of the Torah, at the end of the day, it's really all chok. That's why it's Zos Chukas HaTorah, not Zos Chukas HaPara. Because every mitzvah, maybe paraduma to us, is the most obvious chok. But every mitzvah, even the most rational mitzvahs, are be'emes a chok. Zos Chukas HaTorah, this is the law of Kol HaTorah Kula, ki ein nigla lanu shum tamei mitzvos. We don't understand the true reason for any of the mitzvos. Even the Sefer HaChinuch, which explains the mitzvos or offers some type of rational explanation for mitzvos, the Rav used to point out, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that it's not, Rav Shechter writes this in one of his Svarim, that it's not called tamei mitzvos, it's called misharshei mitzvos. Misharshei mitzvos means, where does the mitzvah, where is it rooted and how does it take root within us? But to say that this is the tam, this is the true reason for a mitzvah, there's simply no such thing. So therefore, when it comes to fulfilling mitzvos, the goal is, as our pasuk says, "Rak ikur ki matorah ba mitzvos yamachmas tziva Hashem lemor." Zos chukas haTorah. You want to know what Torah and mitzvos are all about? Asher tziva Hashem lemor. It's because Hashem said so. Machmas tziva Hashem alinu lasos. Because Hashem said so, that is why we do it. Anu mechuyavim lasosam ulakayma. Uveze yivur mashat tziva lasos para letar mitumas meis. And with this, says the Berditchever, with this understanding that every mitzvah is really just surrendering to Hashem and doing it because Hashem said so, a true tzivoy, with this we can understand how the Parah Aduma serves to mitar a person from Tumas Meis. What does one have to do with the other? Ki HaKlal, because the rule is as follows. HaNeshama V'Achiyas Asher Ba'Adam. We know that a person is made up of two opposing forces, and it's a constant struggle. You have a guf and you have a neshama. The neshama and the life force which is within man, asher neshama v'achios nechsa mitachas kisei hakavod, which was taken from beneath HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine throne, rotzeh tamid la'avod asavori Baruch Hu b'li hefzik rega echad. The neshama is kulo ruchni, kulo sichli. The neshama only wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every second of every day. Rak haguf asher ba'adam eino maniach. But the guf holds it back. It doesn't allow it to be able to actualize its potential. V'yesh milchama tamid bein neshama v'achiyos maguf, and the neshama, the life force within man, is constantly at battle against the body. V'adam azochem menatzeach es haguf lasos kratzon neshama, and the person who is victorious has the ability to defeat, to use the koch of the neshama to defeat his body and to actualize the desire of the neshama, which is the desire of Hashem to fulfill a life of Torah and mitzvos. The Berditchever asks it as a very straight question, very interesting. And why is it that the body doesn't want, what is it about the body that it has something against Torah and mitzvahs? The body also can be nanef and Torah mitzvahs when it gets involved. So why does the body have a netiyah to be so much against Torah and mitzvahs? Where does that come from? And he explains, mipnei she'ein meisig tam meha Torah v'mitzvahs. It's because the body doesn't understand Torah and mitzvahs. Ki im hayodeya tam meha Torah v'mitzvahs hayaguf gam kein rotzen l'kayim mitzvahs. You can ask the question in the reverse. Why does the neshama feel so attached to Torah and mitzvahs? Because the neshama knows the truth of the matter. The neshama understands the inherent value, the spiritual value, the pleasure of Torah and mitzvahs. Again, that may not be identifiable to us, but the neshama be'etzem knows that to be true, that a life of a Torah and mitzvahs is the greatest thing ever. So therefore, the neshama, of course, is eager, knows the truth of the matter. The neshama is constantly seeking connection to Torah and mitzvahs. The body's inability to understand Torah and mitzvahs causes the body to have a hisnagdus to Torah and mitzvahs. It's not interested in Torah and mitzvahs. It doesn't understand it, and therefore it pushes back. The neshama that comes from tachas kisei hakavod, it does come to understand Torah and mitzvahs. Inherently, it comes from a world where there's that clarity. So the neshama is always interested to do. And never wants to stop for a second. So a person who's in control, the person who's strong, wins that battle and allows the neshama to be the dominant voice in the conversation and causes the body to surrender and to live a life of Torah mitzvahs, which again, I think you could say, once the body gets involved, it comes to an appreciation of Torah mitzvahs. And that's why by tzaddikim, as we're about to see, there really is no disconnect between guf and neshama. V'lakach odam ha-meis, so says the Berditchover, what is Tumas Meis? Tumas Meis is when the Neshama, which again is Kula Ruchni, it's a Chelek Elokami Mal, it's a piece of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol, returns to its source above, and the body is left lifeless below, so the body on its own transmits a Tumah. Why? Because the body doesn't understand Torah and Mitzvah. It's not connected to Torah and Mitzvah. The body independently doesn't understand and therefore doesn't express interest in Torah and mitzvahs. It's not inherently connected to Torah and mitzvahs. V'lekach kivrei tzaddikim eina metamim. The tzaddik was able to align his soul and his body is able to what? Is able to not transmit tumah even after his passing. Ki agufim me'atzaddikim he'mezuchachim, that the bodies of a tzaddik or the bodies of tzaddikim are so refined and purified asher guf gam kein rotzeh b'kiyumah Torah v'mitzvahs. That the body also, and therefore the body of a tzaddik, just like the neshama, is not metame. And that's what it means. Zos chukas haTorah. Because of the concept of chok, which the body rebels against, machmas shaTorah hu chok, she'enu galoi tam haTorah, that it doesn't reveal itself. The reasons are not revealed. Ve'en aguf rotzeh l'kiyum haTorah, and the body therefore opposes fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah, because the body doesn't understand. It's for that very reason that the body doesn't appreciate or understand a life of Torah and mitzvahs. It's for that very reason that the body will transmit a tumah. And therefore, of course, those chukas of Torah, because of chukim, which leads to the body questioning, which leads to the body being disconnected from the neshama, which leads to the body transmitting tumah, continues the psukim. That's why we need a para duma. Lakach tziva Hashem Yisbarach lasos para letar mitumas haguf levad shu metame b'moso. It's for that very reason that we need a para duma. But again, to whatever degree we can allow our neshama to be dominant over our bodies, and we can allow ourselves to do mitzvahs even if we don't yet fully understand them, that will allow our neshama and our guf to align, and will create a tremendous tara that follows us not only in life, but even in one's passing. But the yesod of this idea, again, is something we've seen many, many times, and many different svarim, not only Chassidish svarim, emphasize, and that is that what? Asher tziva Hashem lemur. To do things kasher tziva Hashem. Don't live a life of Torah and mitzvos for the benefits or the obvious perks that you might be able to come up with, but to fulfill a life of Torah and mitzvos simply because Hashem says so. Okay, the next two little pieces are similar, and I'm going to skip over them now because unfortunately we don't have a lot of time today to prepare and to record this shir. So let's go to the piece that begins with the Dibra Maschel V'Dibartem El HaSela. We know one of the very sad scenes in this week's Parsha is the scene with Moshe and the rock. And exactly what happened there, we're not going to weigh in on right now. There are many, many opinions, as we all know, in the Rishonim and the Achronim, what exactly went wrong as Moshe was standing there by the rock. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "V'dibartim al ha'sela," you should speak to the rock. And of course, Moshe gathers everyone together. Pasuk Yud Aleph is in Parakhaf. Vayara Moshe Asyado, he raises his hand, he strikes the rock with his staff twice, which according to Rashi was the mistake, that he hit it twice, and the water comes out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Moshe and to Aaron, Ya'an lohem, antim bilach disheni le'inei b'nei Yisrael, because you do not believe in me, to sanctify me before the eyes of b'nei Yisrael, therefore, lachein lo saviyu es hakal hazeh el ha'aretz asher nasati lahem. You have lost your ability to lead the people into Eretz Yisrael. A very, very sad scene in the Torah where Moshe and Aaron are punished for what appears to us to be a slight mistake. And again, there are many opinions exactly what went wrong. I would argue from my limited knowledge of Kedushas Levi, but having had this chus to learn it now for some time, there is no piece in the entire Sefer that I've seen that is as autobiographical as the piece that we're about to learn. There's nothing that's truer to the way the Berditchver was, whatever little bit that I understand or we understand about who he was and the way the Berditchver looked at Jews. There's no piece that I've seen in the Sefer that's as autobiographical as this one. Look how the Berditchver describes what a true leader amongst Klal Yisrael is, and look how a leader encourages through his tochacha, his gentle tochacha, to bring Jews close to Hashem. And it explains the psukim in a magnificent way. Again, Hashem says to Moshe, speak to the rock. Moshe hits the rock. That's Mefurish in the Pasuk. He hits it twice. That's also Mefurish in the Pasuk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Moshe and Aaron for failing to believe in Hashem to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they've lost their right to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Kedushas Levi, Hinei Rashi v'Ramban cholkim b'chet shal Moshe. Rashi, the Ramban, and certainly others weigh in on this as well. What in fact was the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu? Echad mefarish, ha'sha'amar li'Yisrael shimu na v'chulu. One opinion is that Moshe Rabbeinu criticized Klal Yisrael. He began, this is what the Rambam writes in the Shemona Prakim as well, that Moshe criticized B'nai Yisrael by saying, Shimuna Hamorim, listen up, you rebels. It was the way that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael, which was, and Rashi, of course, on the other hand, Ve'echad Mefarish al Shehika Sasela, and Rashi criticizes Moshe Rabbeinu for striking the rock. Ve'hanirav Shertam Echad Hu, Kizeh Garam Zeh. Says the Berditchver, I'm going to show you how both opinions are really one and the same. That the way he spoke to B'nai Yisrael played itself out in the way that he struck the rock. There are two ways, two types of Balei Musar. There's two types of people who give tochacha, who give rebuke, who try to guide others to serve Hashem more correctly. And they're very, very different in their approach. There's two different approaches of the one who rebukes Klal Yisrael. Shiyasu ratzon habori baruch hu. Obviously, they're both trying to get the individual to better serve Hashem. Echad shemochiach bidvarim tovim. There's a person who rebukes through great encouragement. The hainu she'omer lechol ish Yisrael godol ma'alaso. That he reveals to a Jew who he is, his greatness, his strength. That he's megala to the Jew, the essence of his being. How could you not serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu knowing who you are? Umbakum makor mechsev neshma, so he reveals to him, he displays before him the root of his neshama. Asher ve'emes nishmas Yisrael chatzuva lamal mikisei hakavod. That in truth the Jewish neshama is taken from the loftiest of places, carved out from the kisei hakavod, as it says in Zohar Kadosh. Ve'godel hanachas ruach. Asher labor yisbarach kviyachol mimitzvos kol yish Yisrael. And what a simchat is in Shemayim, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that Jew continues to carry out his mission in this world, v'godel simcha shebechol haolamos basos ish Yisrael mitzvos habori baruch hu, and how the heavens and earth and all of the world, spiritual, physical, the whole universe rejoices with Hashem when we act in the way that we're supposed to act. Uvezeh tocha, when a Jew hears who he is, uvezeh tochacha mates leiv bnei Yisrael lasos rotzin habori baruch hu, when he feels, wow, I'm such a special human being. I've been imbued with such a special neshama and given such a special mission in the world. How could I not live up to that? He's excited to be a Jew. And such a Jew turns himself to Hashem. He changes his ways. L'kabo kol ish miYisrael ol machu shemayim alav. And with great pleasure and a great sense of joy in the responsibility, he's able to what? He's able to turn to Hashem and to change his ways. That's one type of tochacha, a very loving, gentle, encouraging tochacha. Lo'odia livnei adam gvurosav, the tzaddikim of Slanim explain, it's not just about letting people know the greatness of Hashem, but lo'odia livnei adam, tell people gvurosav, tell a person his own strength, tell him how great he is, tell him how beloved he is in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that will cause a person to come close to Hashem. And then there's an individual who's critical. There's the type of person who tries to correct Jews by criticizing them and embarrassing them. Bullying a person into avodas Hashem. And the difference between them, between these two types of tochcha, Zeshem bochiach es Yisrael b'tov, the person who gently encourages a Jew to be better, Males nishmas Yisrael l'mala mala, he lifts a Jew higher and higher, u'misaper tamed b'tzidkus, u'vigadlus Yisrael kama gadol kochel mala, and he's constantly singing the praises of a Jew, telling him just how awesome he is, and how lofty he is, and how everything he does makes a roshem on high, v'roi hu lios madigal Yisrael. Such an individual, says the Berditchever, is a true Jewish leader, and is the right type of Jewish leader. But the person who rebukes with a heavy hand and tries to bully a person into serving Hashem, that is not a proper Jewish leader. So the one who sings the praises of a Jew and talks about the righteousness of a Jew, it's an amazing idea. When the tzaddik, where this manhig, where this Baal Musar, where this individual gives tochacha, does so in a way that's loving, and is able to get a response just by saying kind words, amila tova, to a Jew, so guess what? The entire world does the same. The entire world becomes very responsive to the word of Hashem. It becomes responsive to allow this Jew to carry out his mission with great ease. Dehainu b'shvil Yisrael. But one who speaks harshly to a Jew, one who speaks with a heavy hand to a Jew, one who's forceful with a Jew, then the whole world becomes schleppy, and the whole world needs to be beaten over the head to get results out of it. In order to achieve the will of the Jew, to be forced. So look how the two things go hand in hand. If you talk nice to Jews, you could talk nice to rocks. And if you talk in a heavy way to a Jew, if you say Shimun HaMorim, if you speak in a scornful fashion to Klal Yisrael, if you're heavy-handed with the Jewish people, then you're going to need to be heavy-handed with the rock, to strike the rock not only once, but to hit it two times. And therefore, Hinei Moshe Amar Bekan, Shimun HaMorim, Moshe who spoke harsh words of Musar, rebuking Klal Yisrael, Hochiach Es Yisrael B'dvarim Kashim, he rebuked the Jewish people with very hurtful words. So just like his words were, so to speak, striking at Klal Yisrael, so too the rock needed to be struck in order to extract the water on behalf of Klal Yisrael. If he would have lifted up the Jewish people the way it was described above, with kind words, the way Hashem implied to him, speak to the rock. If you can speak to rock, all the more so you can speak to Klal Yisrael. Moshe could have said to the rock, listen, rock, you were created on behalf of the Jewish people, and the Jewish people are someone, are people who can be spoken to gently and get results. So you too, the rock, you also have to produce results just by a little bit of dibur. You don't need to be struck in order to extract your waters. Just like the Jews very quickly respond to my words in a kind way, so too, rock, make it easy for the water to be extracted from you with just a few words, some simple words. But since Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Bnei Yisrael in a harsh way, Shimuna Hamorim, listen up, you rebels, because Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael that way, so too, Hutzrach Lahakos Hasasela, Lasos Ratzon Yisrael. Correspondingly, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to strike the rock in order for it to carry out its mission on behalf of Klal Yisrael, namely to produce the water. V'nimtzo zeh garim as zeh, v'tam echad hu. So the opinion of Rashi, what he's calling here the opinion of the Ramban, which is the opinion of the Rambam as well, in the Shmona Prakim. Again, the Ramban quotes several opinions. But this opinion of Shimuna HaMorim, that Moshe spoke harshly, that would be directly connected to Moshe Rabbeinu's need to hit the rock. And that's what it means. Yan lo hamantavi laktisheni le'inei b'nei Yisrael. Because you did not sanctify me in the eyes of b'nei Yisrael, ki zesh mochiach es Yisrael betov, yachal gamu lahasig es ha'am zeh ha'secha. A person who speaks gently to others and believes in them and is able to lift up their neshama is able to get results and to be able to make a tremendous kiddush Hashem in that way. And that's what it means, laktisheni le'inei b'nei Yisrael. Like the sheni, to bring out the kedusha le'enei b'nei Yisrael. Enei means the chachma b'nei Yisrael, the seichla b'nei Yisrael, the neshama b'nei Yisrael. As the enei ha'eda is a term that we use for the Sanhedrin. So mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to be the types of leaders, each one of us in our own way, whoever we interact with, to try to bring out the good within them, to try to unify the guf and the neshama, like we learned in the first piece, to do mishvos kasher tziva Hashem, to believe in the essential goodness of the Jewish people. And then Amir Tzashem, no Jew is going to need to be beaten over the head, but each and every Jew will be able to produce the beautiful waters of Torah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most beautiful and simple way. I welcome my nephew to the room, and I wish everyone a good Shabbos.